Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but not a great day for media companies. There is a new report from Axios about the news consumption, the news engagement in 2021, which just fell off a cliff. An unbelievable destruction for the news companies. Which ones do you think lost most? We will get to that because it's important. And it indicates one of the reasons that you have so much in our mass media that that actually scares people. Because that's, of course, part of the idea of trying to get people to pay attention. And with people feeling less scared about the COVID-19 situation and a little bit less scared about the political situation than, say, January 6th of 2020, well, it's different and not better for news organizations. We will get to that story. There's also a report in the Wall Street Journal that actually, if it weren't the Wall Street Journal, if it were the New York Times, frankly, or if it were Washington Post or Seattle Times, say, okay. But it says threats grow ahead of riot's anniversary. And it says law enforcement and intelligence agencies are grasping with online chatter promoting violence, along with specific threats against lawmakers, inspired by the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The authorities, including the FBI, say they are taking very special precautions for that anniversary on Thursday. We will get to that. But first off, there was something that was kind of remarkable to listen to on CNN. And just listening to it today, I think it's worthwhile because you put in this context about you read how 52% of Republicans believe that the people who ransacked the Capitol building and remember injured, seriously injured, 140 police officers at least. And when you see some of the footage, you can see just how brutal those fights were and how damaging. Donnie O'Sullivan, who is making a name for himself doing sort of man-on-the-street kind of journalism for CNN, actually spoke to people for CNN about that January 6th attack and what it really revealed and what was really behind it. And it's extraordinary to hear these real Americans, they are self-identified Trump supporters, and how they feel looking back on what happened on January 6th. Take a listen. It's fairly amazing. Clip one.
Republicans nor Trump. It was the Democrats were behind it all. They're the ones that caused it all.
Do you really believe that?
I know it. And there is no way that a Republican would act that way. And there is no way that Trump had anything to do with what happened on January 6th.
Well, what about all the Trump supporters that have been charged and indicted?
Because it's all Democratic judges and people that were on the take from the Democrats.
It's been a year since the attack on the U.S. Capitol. And because of disinformation, denial, and diversion, Americans don't have a shared history, a shared understanding of what happened here on that day.
I think the whole reporting of it is a giant hoax.
We are very peaceful people. So it was a total setup. To me, it was the FBI had set it up. I don't believe that they were Trump supporters that did that.
You said the whole thing's a setup. You don't really believe that, do you?
I do. Because Trump won the election. They've proven it over and over again.
I really don't think Trump had much to do other than people that were supporters for him. Some were involved, but I think they were enticed by the FBI and by you know, undercover agents.
Okay, the question is, why would the FBI do that? Isn't that kind of an obvious question? Is Trump had lost the election already, and the idea that that was going to change in any way because of a bunch of people marching on the Capitol, it's not a real idea. It never was. And that's why I think people say, oh, we were so close to losing our democracy. I think they're wrong. But also the idea that the people who have been convicted, who have been indicted, and the people who have pled guilty, and their own testimonial, even the QAnon shaman, there's no one who has denied that he or she was a Trump supporter. And why would they? They were chanting as they were there, fight for Trump, fight for Trump. That was the most common chant, not the free Mike Pence. The idea of the FBI, let's say they wanted to get rid of Trump. How would this help getting rid of him literally 2 weeks before he's leaving office anyway? It's a very, very strange insistence. More from the opinion of some of the true loyalists speaking to Donnie O'Sullivan on CNN. Listen.
When I spoke to Trump supporters here in Washington on January 6th, most were in denial about the results of the 2020 election.
Do you accept that Biden won the election?
Absolutely not. Biden did not win this election.
On January 6th, we walked with Trump supporters who marched from the White House, where Trump was doing his speech, here to the U.S. Capitol. And as we arrived here, that is when the first security barrier was breached. At the time, some Trump supporters told me they were happy with what happened here at the Capitol.
Are you proud of...
Absolutely. I think we should have gone on in and yanked our senators out by the hair of the head and drug them out and said, no more.
I'm absolutely stand behind 100% what happened here today. 1,000%. It's terrible how this election was stolen.
Okay, and... there's more, but the certainty about the election being stolen, this goes along with the poll we talked about earlier, which suggested that 52% of Republicans felt that the demonstrators, the rioters, on January 6th, 52% of Republicans thought that they were acting to protect democracy. And I guess you could argue, well, democracy has survived, but how were they protecting democracy? They 44% of Republicans, according to that poll, thought they were threatening democracy. But if even 44% of Republicans recognize that, then how do you justify it? And where do we go from here? And what about this Wall Street Journal report about very serious threats? There have been threats by the thousands, apparently, against specific members of Congress. And they've never had anything like this. And a lot of it is focused on this week. If anybody can explain this as anything even vaguely positive, anything other than a disaster for Republicans and for America, you can give me a call, 1-800-955-1776.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now. So it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, as we get ready for the anniversary, first anniversary of what happened on January 6th, we have to ask a lot of questions. One of them that I think should occur to everybody is this going to be a yearly anniversary, or is it just this first one? In other words, let's say it's not 2020, let's say it's 2030. Will we still be observing January 6th as something that it's important to remember? I mean, I think that's only true if it really is, if the pessimists are right about the fate of democracy being at stake here. In other words, if things really do fall apart, then maybe people will go back and be remembering January 6th as a time when some of this crazed disagreement had led to a challenge in democracy. There are also people on the air, mostly people from the left, who are making the case that this is just Act One, that the Republicans are going to follow through to attack democracy the way that some of the demonstrators were attempting to do. The one thing, and I've said this before, but it's really, really important that everybody get this very clear. There has been no evidence at all so far. None. Not from the committee, the House committee that is investigating this, which has, by the way, apparently 400 staff members working for them, trying to find out exactly what did happen. They have found no indication that there was any organized plan for taking over the government. What there was a lot of speculation on the part of President Trump and some of his advisors about declaring martial law, about calling a national emergency, basically delaying the certification of the votes, and potentially maybe even delaying the inauguration. But none of that was real, and none of that happened. And the idea that there was any sort of set plan to use force to try to take over, I'll give you an example of why it's so very, very obvious that this just is one of those things that was let go. It was not pre-planned or calculated. Do you remember that when President Trump was talking about at the Ellipse and he was speaking there and he gave his speech and he said, I want you to go up there and march up to the Ellipse and I'll be marching there with you. Now, he clearly, people are going to notice if he says, I'm going to be marching there with you, but you don't. This was a thing that was not an organized effort to undo the election. It was an instinctive rebellion against accepting the idea of losing. Okay, here is the piece from the Wall Street Journal about the threats for 2 days from now, coming up on Thursday. Law enforcement and intelligence agencies are grappling with online chatter promising violence along with threats against lawmakers, inspired in part by the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol building, officials say. John Cohen, who is the top counterterrorism official with the Federal Department of Homeland Security, said, we are probably in one of the most volatile, complex, and dynamic threat environments that I have experienced in my career. Homeland Security and other law enforcement agencies last week warned state and local officials of a heightened potential for violence on the anniversary of the Capitol breach, noting they knew of no specific or credible threats. An intelligence assessment said, quote, threat actors will try to exploit the upcoming anniversary to promote or commit violence, according to a person familiar with it. The document warns that conspiracy theories about election fraud that contributed to the riot, quote, continue to resonate among domestic violent extremists and could again inspire some to commit violence. While last year's mob included members of several far-right militia and other extremist groups, officials have said the vast majority of the more than 700 people now charged in the attack were not affiliated with any such entity, and neither are many of those threatening violence since then in social media forums, phone calls, and emails. The FBI reported that there were have been, in the past year, since January 6th, more than 9,000 specific threats against members of Congress. That's an extraordinary number. And again, and they don't have that many people who are assigned to protect the members of Congress. The U.S. Capitol Police, whose officers bore the brunt of the attack, is registering more instances of menacing communications. We're barely keeping our head above water in terms of looking at these cases, said J. Thomas Manger, the new chief of the agency charged with protecting Congress, adding that he is seeking to hire more analysts to monitor the rise. The 1,800-member police force was on a pace to see more than 9,000 cases of threats against lawmakers by the end of 2021, Mr. Manger said last month in December. That continues the sharp increase over the past few years from fewer than 4,000 in 2017 to that 9,000 this year. And what is it about? I mean, truly, we have a number of people who are still trying to come to terms with the ongoing challenges and threats that are part of the COVID-19 matter. But even looking far ahead, you have people like U.S. congressmen who are saying that the reason they believe, quote, democracy is on the ballot in 2022 is Congressman Liu is saying that, well, if Democrats lose, and they almost certainly will, that there will be no honest or acceptable election in 2024. Really? Isn't that the kind of thing that Donald Trump was accused of saying and attacked for saying? Appropriately, seems to me. We will be right back with that. And the latest on the impact on all of this of COVID-19 coming up on the MedVed Show.
How dare you say something like that?
Michael MedVed.
Other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If you're vaccinated and boosted, you are highly protected.
President Biden speaking at the White House. Those comments coming as people vaccinated and unvaccinated continue to test positive for COVID-19. That being said, Biden continues to say this pandemic is largely a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
We have in hand all the vaccines we need to get every American fully vaccinated, including the booster shot.
Virginia Democrat Governor Ralph Northam says drivers who've been stranded all day and night on Interstate 95 will soon be put in touch with emergency services like warming centers. Northam tweeting the update as drivers remain deadlocked on the interstate with nowhere to go. Transportation officials calling the incident unprecedented. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I've had it with you.
The Michael Medved Show.
And a lot of Americans have had it with media, and in order to make up for that and their declining viewership, they seem to be doing, I think, exactly what Americans are rejecting, which is to basically be looking at the alarmist side of everything. And this is, again, it's a Wall Street Journal. It says, according to the FBI, the threats about the violence that could happen Thursday, the threats are dominated by extremists, quote, advocating for the superiority of the white race. That is a category that the FBI considers most likely to conduct mass casualty attacks against civilians. So-called militia violent extremists driven by anti-government or anti-authority ideas pose the greatest threat to law enforcement and government officials and facilities, the FBI says. This is all very alarming. And it relates to what I had mentioned at the very beginning of this hour, which is this brand new piece in Axios under the headline News Engagement Fell Off a Cliff in 2021. Engagement with news content plummeted last year compared to 2020, and given the ongoing decline in interest in news about COVID-19 and decline in interest about politics, it doesn't look like 2022 will be much better. The Trump era and the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic created a one-of-a-kind media moment that will be hard for news companies to replicate. And by the way, that's why, and I had this conversation with people, I am convinced that the big news companies, including those that are incredibly hostile to Trump, like NBC or CNN, they desperately want him to run again. Because people watch. Because people pay attention. And with fewer singular storylines capturing America's collective attention, news consumption was more scattered and diverted to sports. And I haven't seen anything that compelling in the world of sports. I mean, what is it, a college championship between Georgia and Alabama? That's nothing new there, is there? Data show that the Omicron variant is not jump-starting Americans' engagement in COVID news like it did at the onset of the pandemic. By the numbers, primetime news viewership was down across all three of the major cable networks, Fox News, CNN, and MSNBC, with the steepest decline during that time frame happening at CNN. For all of those networks, including Fox, how much was viewership down? 36%. Broadcast viewership was also down for broadcast networks, evening news shows, but the declines weren't quite as drastic. Now, why is this relevant? Because basically, how do you get people to watch, to pay attention? You talk about disasters. You don't talk about a fire that was quickly put out. You don't talk about an earthquake that didn't happen or that was mild in terms of its damage. Everything is supposed to be, at least in terms of getting attention, at the very peak of danger. And that's why you have people like Ted Lieu, who I mentioned. He is a congressman from West L.A., Democrat. He also a former Army officer. But Congressman Lieu said on MSNBC that the 2022 midterms could decide who counts the votes in 2024, so democracy is at stake. Listen, this is clip 13.
147 Republicans voted to not certify the Electoral College results, and more than a year later, not a single one of them can identify who allegedly stole the election, nor explain how it was done. And that's because the election was not stolen.
Okay, and he went on to say that basically democracy is on the ballot in 2024. And this, I think, goes along with something that Ian Bremmer, who's been a guest on this show, he's an international observer. He was on CBS morning show, and he argued that if there is a significant Republican win in 2022, as everyone expects will happen, that means that 2024 is going to be the final disaster. See if you can figure out what exactly he's saying. This is clip six.
Midterm elections here in the U.S., a top risk for 2022. How come?
Well, maybe the least of the surprises, this is the most important midterm election in American history. We have January 6th coming up in just a day. And as you know, since the profoundly challenged elections of 2020, no lessons have been learned at all in the United States. The country is much more divided, and a large number of Americans, some 64% in a NPR poll yesterday, said they thought the United States democracy was in crisis. Unlike countries like Japan and Germany and Canada in the last few months have had very successful elections, the United States has an election process that is increasingly broken, increasingly delegitimized, and the midterm elections, especially if you have a significant win for a Trump-led Republican Party, means that 2024 is going to be seen as illegitimate and potentially a constitutional crisis. In the world's most powerful country, it's hard not to rank that high on your list.
Okay. In other words, he is assuming that, well, number one, there are a lot of assumptions there. Is it likely that the Trump Republicans, if they won in 2024, would reject the election? I mean, yeah, anything's possible. I remember President Trump when he won the election in 2016 and was duly inaugurated and all of that, he claimed the election was rigged and didn't accept it as valid. He created a special commission to try to find the 3 million lost votes or stolen votes, as he would have it, that caused Hillary Clinton to win the popular vote. This is Eric Swalwell, who, of course, has been very prominent in impeachment efforts. He said this about what the Democrats, Democrat from California, are facing. This is clip 11.
We're up against a Republican Party that chooses violence over voting. And on January 6th, as we commemorate and honor the fallen officers and the wounded officers of that day, the Republicans will be celebrating the arsonist of that day and Donald Trump. And that's a contrast we have to draw for every American.
Okay, basically, you'll notice what's going on here is trying to make the election about Trump, not about Biden. And these people on the Democratic side can read the polling, and they obviously know they have a great deal of difficulty changing people's minds, turning things around. Now, things could change. Things could change concerning the Omicron variant. They could change concerning the economy. In fact, there is some conversation about what it will mean politically if there is a sharp reduction in Omicron. If we do get a little bit back to normal, there's a consensus among a lot of people who are looking to the future, public health officials, that may occur right before the election. If that does that turn it around and give Biden and the Democrats likely victory? No. Why not? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
Several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's called
The Michael Medved Show.
And on The Michael Medved Show, there is a big piece over at the New York Times, which has a very encouraging headline, A Frazzled America Staggers into 2022. What's amazing to me is the fact that the news coverage right now, you would think that Trump was still president. Really, you would. Because the news media that are very aware of how much their ratings are down, their engagement is down, their success is down, how much less people are paying attention to them, are figuring, let's go back to those good old days of Donald Trump where people would watch his rallies and they'd watch his speeches and they'd pay attention to his tweets. What happened to those tweets? Oh, he's banned from Twitter. Okay, with all of that going on, right now, it may be giving Democrats what they want because they believe they will do better, I believe, and they probably would, if all of the attention about governance, about failures, about politics, that all was focused on Trump and people ignored all the stupid things daily that liberals and people on the left are saying. What Eric Swalwell just said, we played it. We are up against a party that prefers violence over voting. Yeah, you wish. Republicans vote and care about voting and understand voting and care about election integrity. There's a good piece, and maybe we can have him on, Jeremy. Yuval Levin wrote a piece about how both sides, the Democrats led by Stacey Abrams on this issue, and Republicans, I guess you could say, led by Donald Trump, are all claiming that our elections are broken, our elections don't work, you can't trust the elections, that the other side is trying to steal. Couldn't we just do something bipartisan? This is one of the things that was a terrible, terrible mistake, and maybe historically will go down as one of the biggest mistakes by Joe Biden, that has greatly damaged any chance he had for even a decent performance in his administration. The difficulty has been trying to make a political issue out of COVID-19, blaming all of the suffering from this pandemic on his predecessor, on President Trump, and basically promising that we had won. He gave that victory speech right before the 4th of July. We're supposed to be all done with this. And here's what the New York Times writes about the American mood regarding the Omicron variant and more. The Omicron variant of the coronavirus struck at the most inconvenient time, as millions of Americans were traveling for the Christmas and New Year's holidays. Suddenly, family gatherings were again shadowed by the menace and risk of infection, but also by a new layer of uncertainty and confusion, all of which served to drive Americans to new heights of exhaustion with the toll the virus has taken on ordinary life. Democrats had hoped to enter the 2022 midterm election as the responsible grown-ups who finally tamed a deadly scourge. Or if Republicans succeed in branding mask and vaccine mandates as nanny state overreach, voters could punish them in the fall. Most likely, both narratives will compete for attention as the virus itself casts the deciding vote. There is no mistaking the significance fact that Americans are sending at the moment, this moment. A Monmouth University poll taken 2 weeks after Omicron was first detected in the United States found that 6 in 10 Americans said they were worn out by the pandemic, and nearly half said they were very angry. Since January 2021, the public's initial exuberance about the arrival of vaccines has curdled. More than 58% reported being frustrated about the status of COVID vaccinations in a recent Kaiser Family Foundation poll. A quarter said they were confused. According to Gallup, their COVID tracking survey, 31% in December had optimism about COVID, as opposed to 51% in October. And that's obviously the work of the Omicron. The difficulty here is that there's a chance, at least according to the New York Times, that the pandemic fades by November. Boosters are widely available now, and they're working. Children over 5 can now get vaccinated. And those who do get sick, treatments exist, and they're improving regularly. Perhaps Omicron will prove the storm before the calm. By early February, we could be in a place where COVID is, in fact, like the flu. So noted Bob Wachter, the chair of medicine at the University of California, San Francisco. The White House, mindful of the virus's capacity to disappoint, is leery of anything that smacks of a premature declaration of victory. One of the worst things we could do is to set a positive expectation and then not meet them, a second White House official said. Well, that's what they did. And the other difficult thing that they did, which was among the worst things they did, was to make this a partisan issue. One of the things that, honestly, if you look back, and I think history is going to show this to be very, very clear, President Biden and President Trump both missed a rare opportunity. They should have put aside the bickering about the election and teamed together, begun to appear together. There's a little hint of this the other day when President Trump actually said, yes, the vaccines work, and he had told Xi he had gotten a booster shot and gotten vaccinated. This is crucial. Can you imagine how different it would be? How extraordinarily different if at the beginning of his response, Biden had taken advice, had brought in Trump, if it made this look like what it should have been, which is a nonpartisan, non-political public health emergency. Public health emergency where we're all actually just wired into a system and run by machines who are draining our vital human energy. Well, that's the idea of the Matrix. Now, 22 years after the first movie, there is the fourth version of the story, again with Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss, The Matrix Resurrections. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
22 years ago, the original Matrix film was a gigantic sci-fi hit. But now, long after two disappointing sequels, there's a brand new 2.5-hour release, again about two contrasting realities. Everyday life and the mysterious traps that lie behind it. It's called The Matrix Resurrections. Now on HBO Max and in theaters.
We can't see it, but we're all trapped inside these strange repeating loops.
I remember this.
And you'll remember that same feeling of being trapped within strange repeating movies. It is tedious, confusing, and poorly acted. The fight and flight scenes, often brutal and sometimes scary, earn an R rating. But in terms of quality and any trace of originality, the film deserves only 1.5 stars. Don't let yourself get caught by this new and altogether inferior The Matrix Resurrections. And on the Michael Medved show, tomorrow we will be, of course, anticipating the day before the anniversary of January 6th, what it means. Joel Kofkin, who's been a guest on this show several times before, is a scholar who's been in the past sympathetic to the left. He now says we may be reaching the end of progressive America. What does that mean? We'll find out. There's also a brand new book. It has been wildly controversial. It predicts the next civil war. That's the title. Who are the combatants who are likely to partake in that civil war? And there's a new report on Slate. It's the subject product of a great deal of research. And it says we know exactly who the capital rioters were. A year later, a fuller picture of who really drove that riot is much more clear. The lessons for 2022 and beyond? Well, they say at Slate, it's sobering. It's all sobering. But with all of the controversy and all the conflict and all the danger, we remain this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.